Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal, Episode 2. This is the first full-length episode of the podcast. We're still very much new at this. So today, I thought I would go with a couple of different things. First of all, my name is James Salcedo, and I'm going to start with one of my own experiences today. I think I will finish off my story about my cousin's house that I started in the first episode, and then after that, I'm going to switch to an email that I received from someone else about their experiences and others that they've heard of from people they know, and we'll see where that gets us. So, going back to my cousin's house, last time I covered our first experience with the older lady in the back of the basement and the ghost cat that could move around without making a sound. Both of those were pretty scary at the time, but looking back on them now, I don't know that they were necessarily evil. I just think that because we were a kid, they were more frightening because of that. So that was the first night. I went over there and visited a lot, whenever I could, basically. After that first night, when I went to see him over there, the next thing we saw, because we did see one other thing, was possibly one of the most unique things I've ever heard of or read about. I've never heard of anything exactly like this. So that makes it interesting to me. There is one night when I went over there. Again, I don't have dates or times necessarily memorized. I was a kid when all this happened, so I didn't really think to write it all down. And I still don't know anything to do that when it happened. You would think I'd learn. But anyway, so it was another night, and we were camped out in the front room, in front of the main window that looked out onto the porch. And there was some light coming in. There were streetlights here and there, so it wasn't totally dark. And we had blankets and pillows on the floor in the middle of this front sitting room, where there wasn't a lot else, just couches. It was mainly just the sitting room, like a formal living room. And we were laying there and talking again, and eventually we'll stop. I think we were probably almost ready to go to sleep, but that changed. We noticed a light in the stairwell leading upstairs, but it was moving. It wasn't any of the lights from the rooms upstairs on the second floor, where all the bedrooms were at. So we saw this light, and it came down the stairs, and as it came down, we saw a white light. It was in the shape of a person, at least the size of a person, not necessarily the shape. And there was a giant cat's claw in the middle of it, or just a claw of some kind, yes. I thought of it as a cat's claw at the time. And it just came down the stairs, floated down the stairs, out of the hallway, into the room that we were in, laying on the floor, and it passed our feet, and then it passed my side, heading into the dining room behind us, and to the side. And I didn't like it. Whatever it was, I didn't like it. But I was also just curious at this point, because this was obviously not, as far as we could tell, the same as the old lady or the cat in the basement. So once it had gone into the dining room, I got out of my blanket, and I looked around the corner into the dining room, and I saw it pass through the dining room table and chairs. Nice, good-sized wooden table and wooden chairs. Passed through all of those, and then back out through the wall and window, leading out to the backyard, which was not at ground level. It was raised maybe half a story, half a level, I guess you could say, off the ground. And it just floated out into the yard, and I lost sight of it from there. And that was really strange. I still, to this day, don't know what to make of what that thing was. But I saw it again one more time in one of the upstairs bedrooms, my cousin's bedroom, on another weekend, probably not too long after that first time. But this time, I was the only one awake in the room. My cousin had already gone to sleep. I've always been a night owl, so I was still laying there just trying to get to sleep. Basically, just bored, but that was before any of the video game stuff had arrived. So I was laying there, and the door was closed to the bedroom, and I was laying on a blanket on the floor again. It was just a room with a single bed, so there wasn't really anywhere else for me to sleep in there. But if you can hear any crunching behind me, that's because of Logan. and they decided to eat. They have a story. So anyway, I was laying on the floor and I started to see this light coming out of the bedroom door and into the room. And it was that same white light. And then it slid out and so did the claw. And it was that same white light with the claw in it. And it just hovered there in front of me. And I was, at that point, I was really afraid because there was no other way out of that room. There were windows, but it was the second floor of the house. And I've never been much of an athlete. And also being legally blind. So I just hovered there for a minute. And I was just staring at it up at an angle, obviously, because I'm laying on the floor. And the room had been mostly dark, and it still was mostly dark. But as I was looking at it, I started seeing blurs or blobs of light in between me and this whatever it was. And they started to stretch out and expand, and they changed color to that of basically like human flesh. And then I noticed that they were not just blobs, but they were arms and legs that had hands and feet attached to them. There wasn't anything gruesome or gory. There was nothing like that, which is probably the only reason I was able to stay where I was. But everything just, all this just floated in front of my eyes, and this thing floated just beyond all that. And as happens in so many stories of weird things happening, I was too terrified to move. Couldn't really get out anyway, like I said. So I just closed my eyes and hoped that nothing else happened, and eventually I fell asleep. But that was the last sighting of that particular thing I ever had in the house. But then after that, everything we experienced had to do with sounds. There was another weekend where it was in the middle of the day, which made it almost more frightening. We were sitting in the front room again. We were there in the house for a little while by ourselves. I forget now what we were doing. We were doing something with sports cards for someone else in my family, sorting them, I guess, and just talking. And we were the only ones in the house. We were sure of that. And all of a sudden, there came a knock, not on top of the floor, but under the floor. So basically the ceiling of the basement. Turns out that room that we were in is also right above the place in the basement where we saw that older woman from the neck up. So we both heard it, but we both tried to just brush it off as plumbing, something to do with the house, whatever systems were in the house. And we just kept on talking, and it happened again. And this time it was a little bit closer to where we were at in the room. It started off, the first thump had come from the far edge of the room, and the next one was a little closer, and again, we just didn't know what else to do, so we kept on talking. If anything, we just tried talking louder and more often, so we wouldn't hear anything else. But another thump came, and again, it was closer to the middle of the room, and it was a little bit louder, and it had happened a little bit quicker than the last one had. And that's when we both just stopped talking, because we were starting to get really freaked out. And another thump came, until it got to the center of the room. And then instead of just a thump, it sounded like something huge hit the bottom of, or the top, the ceiling of the room down there beneath us. So we jumped up and left the house, basically, but not the property. We just went and sat out on the front porch until someone else, one of the adults in the family, got home. And then we went back inside. And it took a while for someone to get back there. We sat out on the front porch for a little while, just not doing anything, not wanting to go back inside the house alone. So, again, I don't know what that was about, but it's definitely something I will never forget. From then on, things seemed to quiet down as we were getting older. But even after that, for years, whenever we'd be there by ourselves, we would hear sounds of doors opening and closing on the ground floor when we would be up on the second floor. By this time, we were playing games, watching movies in my cousin's bedroom and everything. And we would go back downstairs thinking, oh, someone else just got home. And there'd be no one there. And we never hear cars either. It'd just be the doors in the house opening and closing. But then when we got down the ground floor, the doors would always be just where they had been when we were down there last. So that was always interesting. I think now thinking back on it, there was something to do with, it was mostly something to do with that basement, I think, which is common enough in a lot of stories, basements and or attics. But that was the bulk of our experiences in that house. And I will cover more experiences in other places in future episodes. So now I'm going to move on to an email I received from someone. I will keep their name hidden for now. I'll make it anonymous for now. Just because I received this email at least a few years ago now, back when I was thinking of doing another book of The Darkness Rises, which is a book I have published before, of experiences. Some of my own and some from other writers that I know. So now I'm going to switch to this email that I got, where I will share some of the stories from this other person, and I'm very grateful that they sent to me. Now, I have never tried reading stories out loud like this before, so please bear with me as I give this a try for the first time. As I've said, I'm very new to this podcast and speaking out loud thing when it comes to recordings. This is from Anonymous. I guess the place to start is with my own personal experience. I should mention that while I have always loved the supernatural, I have a healthy dose of skepticism and always look for natural explanation. The experience that changed all of that happened when I was in my early 20s. I had moved into the basement suite of a house or home that belonged to a friend of my mom. The place was huge and was offered at a ridiculously low price because of the friendship. Right from the start, things felt a little off. There was a constant feeling of being watched. I would come home to books having fallen off the shelf, and things would just never be in the place where I left them. I assumed that the owner of the house had been downstairs cleaning, as she also did my laundry. She became a bit of a second mom to me, and I found out later that she had a son of her own who passed away in the basement from the alcohol poisoning. Over time, things started to escalate to a point where I would be pushed awake. This is not the pushing you get as you sleep or are waking up from a dream. I could feel hands on me. I woke one night with the lights on, as I had taken to sleeping at that point, and saw a little girl standing in the corner. She was about 5 years old, had a little bob cut, and wore a beret that looked to be part of a school uniform. She was there for a moment before just vanishing. The moment that I knew it was time to leave was actually also witnessed by a couple of friends of mine who were over visiting. They had previously made fun of my ghost claim, suggesting that my love of fear had more to do with what I was experiencing. As we sat watching a movie, we all clearly saw a man walk up the hallway. He never looked in our direction, never seemed to sense that we were there. He just kept walking until he passed through the wall. I never did see a picture of the son, but my assumption was that it was him. I decided it was time to give him his space back, so I moved out pretty soon thereafter. These other two stories occurred when I was about 12 or 13 and still living in Scotland. While they creeped me out, they did not change my skepticism, as they were delivered secondhand from my friend. He lived in a condo that was part of a long strip of Hauk homes, so it's not like he was in some old farmhouse or standalone property. We all had a tough time visiting him because that place had a very eerie vibe, cold and heavy more often than not. His bedroom was upstairs with the second floor in a lowercase N-shaped layout. To get to the bathroom from his bedroom, he had to pass by top of the stairs. He said that he was making that trip one evening, and when he looked downstairs, there was a man at the bottom. He described him as looking like a gangster from a 1930s movie, with a nice suit and a hat. He also commented that it looked as though he was holding a cigarette in one hand, judging by the shape of it. It wasn't until years later, while listening to the Batman episode of Into the Fray Radio, that I figured maybe he was holding a timepiece instead of having a cigarette. Apparently, a lot of folks have described the Hatman that way. The final story is one that always gives me chill, although it's one that can be explained away. My friend's sister, we are still in the same house, by the way, had been in a car accident a few weeks earlier and had sustained a bit of a nasty bump on the head. She appeared to be well on the mend, but she woke up the whole house one night screaming like a crazy lady. The family found her at the bottom of the stairs in a bit of a state. When she was finally able to explain what had happened, she said that there was a man made of stone kneeling by her bed, staring at her with real pale blue eyes. Oddly enough, it is that story, the one that may be the easiest to explain away, that has stuck with me. I have dreamed of that stone dude more than once over the years. It was in a dream I had last night, which prompted me to get on here and finally pass this stuff off. Let me know what you think. So that's definitely an interesting bunch of stories, experiences. I always say stories, experiences, as if they're the same thing. But then I always worry that people will think that I'm implying that they are just stories are made up. I don't ever want to have anyone think that. But they're definitely interesting. And I did reply to this person about the experiences. In general, I just think it's the most interesting one possibly is about the figure of the man that looked like he was made of stone. That's something I haven't heard too much of before. Everything else seems to be fairly common, although that doesn't mean it would be any less frightening. I know a few times I've seen things, especially when I was younger, it was almost always frightening. But yes, and then the Hat Man, that's obviously someone that, a figure that appears in a lot of stories. That's all that is very interesting, and I look forward to reading more of these, especially as I get new stories and experiences from, hopefully, all of you. And again, there are two ways to get those to me. You can either look up Salcido Media, that's Salcido Media, on Discord, and send me a direct message there, and also join my server there to get more information on what I'm thinking and planning for future episodes, maybe even early access to some of the episodes. So you can either contact me there, or you can send an email with your experiences to salcedoparanormal@gmail.com, and I will get your messages that way as well. And then in future episodes, I hope to share more of all these stories, just because the more I hear and read, the more patterns kind of start to show up among all the different experiences from people. Not that that means we'll get all the answers from all of this easily, but it's always fun to look for the patterns, but also look at the differences. And I also wanted to mention, too, I really owe a lot to a lot of podcasts. In this email, Into the Fray was mentioned, Into the Fray Radio. And but I've listened to many podcasts, and they've all helped me learn more about this and also helped me to decide to do my own podcast. So I'd like to thank, oh my gosh, all the podcasts, Real Ghost Stories Online, Into the Fray Radio, Expanded Perspectives, all of Jim Harold's podcasts, oh boy, Cisco Murdoch's podcast, Journey Through the Gate, and I know I'm forgetting some right now, it's trying to think of them all, the Ghost Story Guys, but yes, there are lots of great podcasts out there, and I suggest you all look for them, check them out too, because even the ones, even though they may say that they're just another podcast sometimes, or they may try to downplay how great they are. They've taught me a lot. I've even been on a couple of them, so you're in there. But I think that will do it for this episode. I haven't come up with exactly what I'll do next episode yet. Kind of make this up as I go along. But I'll definitely share more of my experiences, and then more. I have other emails I can read, and eventually we'll get to interviews and look at some haunted places. So thank you all for listening, and I look forward to talking to you all again next time.